Originally established to help local businesses and their owners save some money, Local Trade Partners, a Northwest Arkansan trade barter exchange, recently reached the 500-member milestone, making it one of the fastest-growing trade barter exchanges in the country. Rolf Wilkin is the president of Local Trade Partners. He explains what a trade barter exchange is.
Trading has been around forever, obviously, where perhaps somebody might trade, a pizza store might give their dentist some free pizza for dental work. And, a lot of businesses do that kind of casual trade like that. We call that a one-to-one trade. With a trade and barter exchange, instead of the dentist having to eat pizza, the pizza person could trade with the dentist, and the dentist, instead of having pizza, they could spend the trade credits anywhere they'd like. So the dentist could go to the hospital or to the veterinarian or to a restaurant with the trade dollar. So it allows people to exchange their trade credits with anybody else in the network.
A trade dollar carries the same value as a normal dollar. All commodities on the exchange are traded in normal retail value. Sales tax and tips are not included and are paid in cash.
And so when the pizza place trades with the dentist would post the trade check on our website, and they would get the trade dollars in their checking account with the trade exchange, just like you would at your local bank. And then they can spend those trade dollars with any other of our other 500 members in the exchange network.
The trade exchange industry was legitimized under the Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act of 1982. The Act also categorized a trade exchange as a third-party record keeper similar to a bank or a stockbroker. The law requires trade exchanges to report all sales of its members on IRS Form 1099-B annually. Signed W-9s must be on file for all members. Wilkin started Local Trade Partners 2 years ago. Since it's a network of local businesses, big companies are barred from joining the exchange. Wilkin says local businesses can reap a number of advantages by joining Local Trade Partners.
First of all, it's typically the sale you wouldn't have gotten, since our members have no other place to spend their trade dollars but within the network, and so they're highly motivated to go to someone who accepts our trade dollars. And so it's typically it's a new customer for their business. And then the second big benefit is you're basically trading at your wholesale cost. So let's say a boutique, maybe they buy something, wholesale for 50 cents and they retail it for a dollar. Well, so now when they get their dental work done or healthcare or go to a restaurant, they can spend their wholesale cost. So really they're paying 50 cents on the dollar for whatever product they're buying.
According to Wilkin, another advantage of joining Local Trade Partners is a business cashing in on its excess inventory. The Northwest Arkansan Trade Barter Exchange crossed the 500-member mark last month and now boasts of 504 members. Wilkin says the success of the exchange is mostly the function of the benefits it offers, although in part it could also be attributed to the recession. So how can businesses become members of this local organization?
Yeah, they simply can just give us a call at 443-1977. We have an office on North College in Fayetteville, and we've got a lot of huge number of members throughout the community where they could ask people about their experience with us. And we have a website where all the business takes place at localtradepartners.com.
Local Trade Partners charges a one-time sign-up fee of $249. The annual renewal fee is $295 trade dollars. The exchange also charges a 5% fee on all transactions to fund its operations. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudhokar.